Welcome to the December 9th, 2007 morning worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today we have a very special service for the second Sunday of Advent, led by our children. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to College Park Baptist Church and Children's Sunday. My name is William Henson, and I'm excited that you have all joined us for worship this morning. There should be pew pads on the ends of the rows. We want to get a record of who's here. Pass them down, write your name, if you're a regular attendee, stuff like that, and pass them back whenever you're finished. Raymond said, if you want a ticket and a ride to the Wake Forest Bowl game in Charlotte, to call him tomorrow. Today is Children's Sunday. Our children have been working for several weeks now, planning and putting this service together. We hope this will be a special service for everyone here. Board page.
A lot about this Christmas season, and there's just so much stuff that we have. We're so blessed, and yet around the world there are thousands of children that don't even have a meal to eat. And I've been trying to figure out a way to help them, and it just seems hopeless. Well, lucky for you, there is a
really?
Really? What do you mean?
Well, it just so happens that I have a CD right here.
What kind of CD?
A CD that helps those children that you so much want to help.
How can a CD help feed children?
Well, a portion of the sales from these CDs goes to the international organization Feed the Children.
Wow, that sounds great. Are there any big names on this CD?
Well, the CD is comprised of various local artists who have dedicated some time and energy to putting this great cause together. And there's two guys on here you might know.
Did Bill Page and John Wilson finally record that duet?
There's two guys, Ward Page and Jeremy Couple, who are on the CD. But don't let that stop you from buying.
So how can I get my hands on one of these CDs?
Well, there's two ways you can pick these up. If you'll come by after the service to the information desk, they'll be on sale for $10.
What if I don't have any cash?
Well, if you don't have any cash, you can come by the desk and also pick up a card which has the website for these CDs, and you can go to the website and purchase the CDs using your debit or credit card.
That sounds great. I want to pick up a few of these. Just great stocking stuffers, or get to that friend that you have that you're not really close with, but you still want to get them something. Man, I'm going to pick up a few of these. I'll see you there.
Sounds good. I'll see you there.
And we hope to see you there, too.
Here's our Sunday schedule. At 6, there will be a special Christmas music service led by Channels and our hymnal choir. Come and enjoy this great service of music. Then at 7, our live contemporary service tonight will be led by Cindy Johnson. This Wednesday is a regular schedule. Please check the back of your bulletin for what is happening. If you are hungry for a little barbecue, then we have a deal for you. The youth is sponsoring a barbecue sale next Saturday from 11 to 3. Tickets are available after the service today or at the door. Please come help our youth raise funds for their spring break mission trip. Desserts are needed for the barbecue dinner. If you can provide cakes, cookies, brownies, or banana pudding, please sign up at the welcome desk as you leave today. We would like to say a special welcome to our guests. We have ushers coming down the aisles now. If you are a guest this morning, we would like to give you a little information about our church. We ask any guests to raise your hand, and our ushers will give you a packet of information. This packet tells you about who we are, what, and several things we do. We hope that this worship service will be especially meaningful to you. Thank you for coming. As we get started in worship today, Brandy, Jason, Leo, and Addie Smith will come to lead our Advent reading.
Our Old Testament reading is Isaiah 11, 1 through 6. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them.
And our New Testament reading is Ephesians 2:14-18. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. And this morning, we'll light the candle of peace. We'll try to.
Thank you. Dear God, thank you for loving us gathered together in this house for worship. Thank you for sending your Son to die for our sins. Help the kids lead us in worship today. Please give the worship leaders confidence and peace to serve you. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you.
for protection. Save me and rescue me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me and set me free. Be my rock of safety where I can always hide. Give the order to save me, for you are my rock of my fortress.
My God, rescue me from the power of the wicked, from the clutches of cruel oppressors. Yes, you have been with me from birth, from my mother's womb, you have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. My life is an example to many because you have been my strength and protection.
My mic on here? Yeah, it's on. I need all the preschoolers to come on up. Come on up.
I'm a preschooler.
I know you are, and you shook those eggs really good. Where are my preschoolers? Come on. Preschool. Woo, woo. Preschool. Come sit on the steps with me. Caleb. All right. Woo. Okay. Can y'all come sit closer? Can you sit closer to me? All right. Now, there we go. Now, we thought, church, that we've been doing something new in preschool, Sunday school the last several months, and it's been very exciting. And we want to give you just a little sneak peek as to what the children have been doing. Now, I've got a question. Have y'all ever been afraid?
I have.
No. I have been afraid of the dragons under my bed in my room.
Yeah.
There wasn't no pink box under there.
Yeah.
It was bright, but now it's under there.
Well, that can be scary. Dragons under your bed. That can be scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I was a little girl, one day Mama put a box under there and it was really scary.
No more dragons. The box scared the dragons away. That's exactly right. When you put a striped box under there, dragons, they don't like that very much. That's exactly right. Well, I want to tell you a story. The dragons go in your closet. They don't go under the bed. That's right. Now, I want to tell you a story. Can you listen? Everybody looking at me? Is everybody looking at me? There's a story in the Bible about two people. And they were named Mary and Joseph. Now, Mary, she got an interesting little visit one day. Who came? Do you remember the story? Who came to visit Mary? The angel. The angel came to visit Mary and told Mary, guess what? You're going to be the mother of Jesus. And then an angel went to see Joseph. What did he say to Joseph? You're going to be the dad. You're going to take care of Jesus while he... Now, Jesus hadn't been born yet, so these are kind of two scary things for Mary and Joseph to hear. And then they had to go on a long walk. About the time Mary was about to have Jesus, they had to go on a long walk, like 80 bajillion miles. That's a long way, isn't it? 80 miles. Now, she rode on the dragon or the donkey? Okay, the donkey. Okay. And so, that was really hard. Do you think that would be hard? To go all that way and you had to go away from home and you're pregnant and you're riding an old smelly donkey or dragon. It wasn't smelly. It was a good smelling donkey. Right? That's exactly right. Now, what happened, they had something very special happen to them. Jesus was born, right? But do you think it was easy for somebody like Mary and Joseph? Do you think that was easy? No, it was hard. Now, one of the things we talked about at preschool, during preschool Sunday school, was you can do hard things, right? I can do anything with God's help. Y'all remember us saying that? Can you say it with me? 1, 2, 3. I can do anything with God's help. Is that how Mary and Joseph did what they were supposed to do? Did they do it with God's help? Can you do hard things? I can do anything with God's help. I don't think the people in the balcony hurt you. Can you do hard things? I can do anything with God's help. That's exactly right. Now, there's a song that kind of goes along with that. All right. Do you remember the song? All right. Yes. Some of us remember it. All right. We're going to sing this song. All right, hit it. You are strong when I am weak. I will find you if I seek. Hard or easy, I can tell that you help me do all things. You help me do all things well. Big things, small things, you do all things. Anything and everything, you do all things. You do all things. Can you clap with me? If I look, then I will find you are there every time. You love me and I can tell you help me do all things well. You help me do all things well. Big things, small things, you do all things. Anything and everything, you do all things. You do all snap. Big things, all things, you do all things.
things and everything. You do all things. You do all things. You do all things.
Oh, y'all did so good. You remember that song. Will you pray with me? I bow your head. Everybody bow your head. Bow your head. God, thank you so much that you helped Mary and Joseph do something that was hard. And you help us do hard things too. We can do all things through you who gives us strength. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Go back.
were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us, and the scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. May God, who gives us patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then all you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus Christ.
Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you. You so that God will be given glory. Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises he made to their ancestors. He also came so that the Gentiles might give glory to God for his mercies to them, that he is what the Psalmist meant when he wrote, "For this I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name." And in another place is written, "Rejoice with hope, his people, you Gentiles." And yet again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise him, all you people of the earth." And in another place, Isaiah said, "The heir to David's throne will come, and he will rule over the Gentiles. They will place their hope on him." I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. Lord, you are to be praised, and we know all good things come from you. You are in our words and in our thoughts and all that we do. May there be peace among nations and peace in our hearts through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Playing well.
Exciting day, and I thought that that we would just take a few minutes. I've got a few of my friends that have y'all. Let's have a seat. How are y'all?
Good.
Yeah. Cameron, you good? You good? All right. We thought we'd just take a few minutes to just talk a little bit about maybe a new peace perspective, a new way of looking at peace. And we're talking about this whole peace. This is the Sunday, the second Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of peace. And so I got these three friends of mine together, and I just have a few questions I wanted to ask. And when you think of the word peace, what do you guys think of?
Harmony.
As in melody and other as harmony. Okay? All right, what else?
No wars.
Okay, no wars. That's kind of like a peace thing. What else?
No what?
No marker fights. Okay, yeah, we had one of those when we were getting ready for the message, marker fights. William started it, and I think Ben finished it. So,
big green mark.
Yeah. I think Cameron egged them on. But anyway, that's what else? What are some other things you think of when you think of the word peace? Other thing? Y'all had a whole list.
And then
you're erased. Yeah. Because we can't talk about no Carolina or no Duke or no State. I mean, those are not things that we could talk about. You know, that's, the, you know, anyway. So no peace. Peace, sometimes when we're scared, is it easy to have peace when we're scared?
No.
Why? Okay? You're focusing on other things. You know, they were, you know, kind of like right today, we've had a lot of kids who've gotten up here, and a lot of adults. It would be a struggle to get up here. Y'all would be nervous too, wouldn't you? Get up here like they've done. They've done such a great job. But even though we've been a little nervous, there's something inside of us, this thing called peace. And that's kind of, you know, it's a big topic around Christmas time. And when you think about Jesus and we think about Jesus being born, what kind of peace do you think about? When you think about Jesus being born in the manger, and you think of the word peace, what are some things that you come up? What kind of peace did Jesus bring when he was born?
He brought peace with God.
Peace with God, so that you and God could have peace. What do you mean by that?
I have some verses.
Okay. What you got?
The first verse is Philippians 4:7.
Okay.
All understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ.
So, guard your hearts and minds in Jesus. What does that mean?
It means that if you have peace with God, that He will guide you for your life.
Okay.
He will, like, if your heart is guarded, nothing bad can happen to you.
Okay. Need to adjust the microphone. Camera, they want to hear you. Let's adjust the microphone a little bit. No, that's all right. We want them to be heard. Okay. Is that better? Check. Can you hear me now? All right. Peace. So, peace with God. He guards our hearts and our minds, and so He protects us that way. What else about... There was somebody in the Bible, didn't we talk the other day? There was a story in the Bible that... William, did you bring that up? Who were you talking about the other day about they had peace? That even in the midst of something really difficult, they had peace. Who was that?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Okay. What? Tell us kind of why did you think about that story?
Because this king was telling them, bow down to this gold statue. And they had peace and said, no, we don't want to do that. And we're going to praise God. And they threw him in the fire, but God was with him. And they knew even if God didn't save them, it's still.
So they were saying, you know, it doesn't matter. God could save us from what you're about to do to us, but even if He doesn't, that's okay because He's right beside us. I mean, that's pretty serious peace. I mean, they were about to be thrown in the fire, and they were able to say that. Can you imagine they were scared?
Yeah.
But there was probably a peace that was going on with them that said, you know, God's got my back. He's got me. Whatever happens, He's with me. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it? What else? Did you have some more scriptures?
I have Luke chapter 1, verse 76 and 79.
Okay. Make sure you speak up so they can hear you, okay?
It says, and you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. You will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for Him, to give His people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace.
So, what's that scripture about?
It's about Zechariah is talking to John the Baptist, telling him that someday he will go baptize the Lord, that through the mercy of our God, He will guide us. He will guide us to the path of peace, so we can be peaceful.
Yeah, and so that's John the Baptist was supposed to. Zechariah was saying, "You just do what you're supposed to do," and there's a great peace in that, isn't there? When you know that you're doing what God wants you to do, there's a peace with Him. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. What else do you? What else did you?
I have John. Chapter 14, verse 25 to 27.
Okay.
All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Okay. So what do you take out of that verse? What do you think that means for us?
It means that the Lord has not necessarily just given us peace, but He's given us the opportunity to have peace.
Now that's an interesting thought. Now that's pretty deep, and He doesn't make us. Jesus doesn't make us have peace. He doesn't go, bam, you've got peace. He gives us the opportunity to have peace. What do you mean by that?
Well, like, if He just, like, gives us peace, then we won't have to, like, do anything for the rest of our lives, and we can just, like, do nothing. But if He gives us the opportunity to be peaceful, then we have to go, like, get it, instead of just, like, hoping it'll come to you.
So we've been given the opportunity to have peace. Jesus has shown us how to have it. He's given us the opportunity to have it, and it's our choice. That's basically what you're saying, is we have a choice as to how we live our lives, have peace with God or not. Okay, that's good. Now, what else, what other kinds of peace do we... We got peace with God that Jesus brings when he was born. What else? What other kinds of peace?
Peace with other people.
Okay, peace with other people. What do you mean by that?
Just telling people that this guy's coming and he's going to give us peace and stuff. So.
Okay. All right. Did you have some scripture verses that went with that?
Yeah, I had Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. He will uphold it and establish it with righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
Okay. So what do you think that verse means?
Well, once again, it's like these people are telling all the other people, hey, this guy's coming and he's going to give us peace and the world's going to, there isn't going to be any wars and
okay. What other verses did you have?
I had Hebrews 12:14. Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord.
Pursue peace with all men. Okay, we've talked about having peace with God. Why is it important to have peace with other people?
Because if you didn't have peace with other people, there'd be fights going on all the time and nobody would be friends. You wouldn't have any friends.
Okay. All right. What about, does God care about just you and me, or does He care about everybody He's ever created?
Everybody.
Everybody, right? And so if He loves everybody, He made everybody, He wants us to have peace with them because He sees them just as, He loves them just as much as He loves y'all, right? So that's important to have peace with God, us, and then have peace with other people. Okay. What else? What other kind of peace? We got peace with God, peace with other people. Peace with our sins. Now this is a hard one. Peace with our sins. What do you mean by that?
If we don't have peace with our sins, then we'll always fight within ourselves and we'll be able to control ourselves.
Okay. Those peace with that thing that we have inside us, that sin, that those mistakes and that desire to do things that we shouldn't do. Okay? Well, did you have some scripture verses that went with it? Okay. What'd you have? Does that kind of look like it?
Yeah.
Just read that verse.
It's Luke 23:44-49. By this time it was noon, and darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone. And suddenly the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn down in the middle. Then Jesus shouted, Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands. With those words, he breathed his last.
Okay. So what do you think that verse means?
Well, since Jesus is pretty much the symbol of peace, when he died, he wanted us to have peace with our sins so that we wouldn't have to deal with what he had.
Okay, so So basically what you're saying is that he wanted us to have peace with God, peace with others, and peace with our mistakes and our sin. And so he died on the cross. Okay? And so that all started back when Jesus was born. That was God's plan, right? That Jesus would offer us peace with our sin. I think there was another verse. Read that one. Just that one that's on that.
Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? You must have the qualities of salt among yourselves and live in peace with each other.
So, living in peace with God, peace with each other, peace with our sin. You know, there's an interesting word in the Old Testament. It's called shalom. It's the Hebrew word for peace. Now, we kind of talked a little bit today about when you're up here and there's like 500 people staring at you and you're scared to death because you might stutter or say something strange and you're just kind of a little weirded out, that even in the midst of that, or even in the midst of you at a time when you're afraid, when Mary and Joseph, when they were afraid, when the shepherds were afraid, that there's something that even in the midst of that, that there is a peace that is bigger than anything we will ever go to. That's what shalom means. Hang on. Peace. God's with you. That's why Jesus came. That's the peace that he offers to all of us, isn't it? You know, that's the peace that he offers to you and I. That it's a peace that it doesn't matter what we go through. It doesn't matter the depth of or the challenge that we face. God did not promise us an easy life, but he promises us peace in the midst of every day. That's shalom. That is peace that God intended to give us. Peace with God. Peace with our sin. And peace with others. These three came up with this on their own. I just threw the questions out there, just kind of like you saw me do right here. And they are very interested in wondering, are you at peace this Advent season? How is it with you and God? How is your relationship with the one who offers peace? Do you have peace with God? Do I have peace with my sin? Do we have peace with each other? We talked with the kids as we prepared for this. And we said, this is not about us. This is not about us having the opportunity to get up and sing and to pray. But this is us having the opportunity to worship God. And these children are committed to that. And they're wanted to get to this point, to this place, to ask you, are you at peace with God? Are you at shalom with God? Are you needing peace with God, peace with others, or peace with your sin? We're about to sing a song as our song of response. And this is just something we want you to listen to. It's going to be a song that some of you are familiar with and some of you are not. But it's a song called Me and God. And it's a powerful song. And we want you to, as you listen to the words and as you consider what they might mean, we wonder where you are in your relationship with God. This is Me and God. come up. All the kids, I know this is something we didn't practice. Come on. Come stand up here with me. All right. A lot of some of the young, come on, stand up here with me. Harrison, Owen, y'all come on up. Some of them went off to hang out back for a little while. I want you guys to have an opportunity to do something. Can everybody get close? Hey, ladies. All right, come on forward. Come on, Harrison. All right. I'm very, 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 very proud of you. I'm very proud of this church. And I am blessed to serve at a place that offers these children the opportunity to lead in worship. Y'all need to smile because I'm crying right now. Can y'all smile for me? It is a special thing when God's children are able to lead in worship. And I mean adults and children. When God's children, regardless of age, have the opportunity to sing praises to His name, I am thankful for a place that makes this possible. I'm thankful for the leaders that we have, because so many people have worked so many hours to make this happen. And so I want, if you work with our children in Sunday school or on Wednesday nights, at any time, would you stand up for just right where you are? Would you stand up? There's several throughout. We deserve a big round of applause. Give them a big round of applause. Y'all can be seated. If you're a prayer partner, we want to say thank you. Prayer is absolutely essential in the lives of these children. Parents, don't you need prayer for your kids? And it's a beautiful thing to make for that to happen. We are grateful for the opportunity that you have given us this day. Our prayer for you is that you will have peace with God, regardless of what life throws at us. Jesus came to bring peace. And what a great message that is. We'll have our benediction and then we'll be free to go. But I think that we need to give a big round of applause to these kids and to God for what He did here today. Good job. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this special day. I thank you that you think of us as your children. All of us. And you just want us to love you and to come, and you want to give us peace if we would just ask. If we would ask and receive. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, who you sent to that amazing manger so many years ago, and the peace that His life offers us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good day.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.